This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 8 minutes, well, it's actually seven after the hour. It's time for us to have an opportunity with all of you to discuss the hot items this week from News Talk Radio. The circle is filled by Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and me as we go through the top 10 stories this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business. Every week, the staff surveys talk radio hosts and stations. The programming, well, really what we're delving into is topicality, if you will. So let me go through the top 10. I always get started here and then digress quickly into how we parse some of these words. But let's see if I can go through the entire list, and then we'll go back and pull it apart piece by piece if we can. Number 10 this week on the countdown list is a focus on that new movie, the Black Panther film. When I first heard about this, Joe, I thought it was about the Black Panthers. And then looked into it and found that it was about another Marvel comic book character. And actually, I'm not big on this. I saw one of these movies.
Yep.
I think it was the, what do they call it, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, awesome.
I saw the first one.
Iron Man.
I thought that was an entertaining movie. Gwyneth Paltrow was in it, and it was okay. But I haven't seen. I don't like seeing all these superheroes and the crashes and the violence and everybody.
Can I say something?
Yeah, we have a volume control on your. Well, the reason I haven't gone to you yet is because I can barely hear you. Having a little problem in the studio.
How about now? Can I say
now
something
now?
Yes, okay. You know what? Speaking of the Marvel Universe, I know that I thought the same thing you did, too, but my kid's totally into the Marvel Universe. You live in L.A. The guy who stars, check this out, it's an L.A. story, all right, who plays Luke Cage in the Netflix Marvel Universe TV show, lives across the street from me, and I found out through a friend of mine that that's who he is. We just know him as Mike, this guy. So I see him in the street last week. I come up to him, and I go, wow. I get out of my car, and I say, you are Luke Cage. I've never even seen his show. But I go up to him, and I go, wow, I heard you're Luke Cage. I go, my kid is just, like, totally into it. And he told me that Emily up the street, who's 18, would freak out. And he looks at me, and he goes, do me a favor. He said, don't tell anybody. I said, I can relate to that. I understand what that's about. It was great. That's my neighbor right across the street. Marvel guy. So that's great.
You know what? Well, get out of acting. If you don't want anybody to know what you do.
It was pretty funny. Just do me a favor and don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what your audience is, Richie. So, anyway, the Black Panther movie itself, I think maybe I'm more attracted to it because the star is somebody that I've liked in the movies he's been in before. He played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. And he was very good in that. That was the first time I saw him. But he's done some other things.
So another superhero movie for him.
Well, this is the first. Well, I suppose Jackie Robinson might have been a superhero,
exactly.
Richie. That's a way of looking at it. Yeah.
But
this movie looks like it has a lot of the elements that will be good. It doesn't look crazy. Let's see. Who's the bad guy? Victoria, we were talking about this this week. Who's the bad guy?
Is somebody that you expect Michael to be the bad B. Jordan.
That's
who's
it,
in
right,
Creed. And he's been in other things too. But yes, I think he's the bad guy in it. I haven't seen it yet.
How does that guy play a bad guy? I don't see him as a bad guy.
No. Well, let's see how it comes across, Richie, because I think this is going to be their Rotten Tomatoes for the first time in a long time gives it 100%. They don't give 100% to any movie. I can't remember the last time Rotten Tomatoes gave the highest I've seen is 83-84%. So that means this thing has got some legs, probably. It'll do well. So that's what you can hope for. I think it's out next week, though. It's not out this weekend. Okay, so that's number 10. Entertainment, the aftermath of the Super Bowl and those fools in Philadelphia. I've never had much good to say. Maybe I should be quiet about Philadelphia because I don't care for the city or the people that I ran into. Many of them, not all of them, certainly. But
it's a rough city. The people there are very opinionated, and they're very happy to tell you what they think about everything.
Yeah. Including telling me when I was on the air there to go home because I didn't belong in Philadelphia.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was my first experience.
My dad was born there, so it's a rough. But I have a lot of friends from there. He moved when he was six, and I thank my grandparents for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't tell you how many people I've traveled a lot this past week, and wherever I go, and people find out I'm from Boston. Oh, what'd you think of the game? I said, game? What game? I always say that to people because I don't really give a damn about football and the Super Bowl and all that other stuff. But what I did take exception to was all this is the world that we live in. The world today is so influenced by social media. And the people who attacked Tom Brady, most of them were from Philadelphia, but it was the way that it was done, making fun of him and making, you know, he was sitting down, looked like he was almost crying, and the way people responded. You know what?
Well, Giselle, his wife, got raked over the coals on social media, and even on the
drinking red wine.
No, for the comments that she was overheard saying to her children when she was basically... I think she used the moment as a teachable moment, and the kids were starting to cry, and she said, you know, daddy's won before a few times, and sometimes other people have to win, and, you know, but they took her words, and I guess she said sometimes you have to let other people win, and Philadelphia Eagle fans went ballistic on her, saying, oh, you know, the Eagles earned it, they didn't let us win, and all this other stuff, and she actually issued a statement saying, I'm tired of people twisting my words, and she said, I was trying to teach my children that there is fairness, and that
so why was it on social media?
That.
What she was teaching her to?
Which one of her friends posted that after they overheard
someone
it?
Had a video, someone posted a video on Instagram of her telling her kids, sometimes you have to let other people win, and it just went horribly wrong, for her. Yeah, but I think she handled it really well. I think she handled it really well. Donnie Wahlberg, who was actually with them at the same time, he came to their defense and said that she was having a wonderful mom moment where she was teaching her kids about fair play and good sportsmanship. And so he defended her.
You can't see anything anymore without
offending.
No, right, Richie.
It's so ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it really is. It's out of control. It's stupid. So if you want to get a handle on things that are really the things that people say, check out this daily podcast that our friend Crummy has called Evil Thoughts. Every day he will be hopefully helping you to twist that brain of yours around to believing what he believes. All right? Give him a chance. Evil Thoughts. 14 after the hour. Talk Radio Review with Rich and Victoria and Joe and Doug. Here is my message for those of you who did not sleep well last night, last week, last month, last year. My question to you is why? In the era that we live in, where there are good pillows, there are great pillows, there are superb pillows, and I would send you in the direction of MyPillow for a superb night's rest, MyPillow. I've been traveling a lot. A lot of people take their pillows with them when they travel. And so if you're a traveler or if you don't travel but you want a good night's rest, what the heck? For a limited time only, right now, at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV, you can get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half price. Right? Four pillows for the price of two. Right now, 50% off. Don't miss out on this offer and the others that are fabulous. Because once you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you're entitled to all kinds of savings in all kinds of super situations. Not only they have pillows, they got mattresses, they got a bed for your dog, they got all kinds of great stuff. But you won't know about it till you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to get a better night's rest for you, your family, even your dog. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better. You stay asleep longer. Wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 17 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Doug at number 8, the Winter Olympics. Hard to turn on. This is really, you're talking about the Super Bowl. NBC billed $414 million for the Super Bowl. They have billed almost $1.5 billion for advertising in the Olympics. So in the course of a month, they're going to rake in $2 billion, which is the best payday they've had for a long, long time. They're sort of coming around with some better shows, but they're focused on the Olympics. So who's excited about the Olympics? Victoria, are you excited?
I am. I love the Winter Olympics. Yeah, I love the figure skating, and I want to see women's hockey, and I like the ski jump stuff and the slalom alpine ski. I love all that. It's great.
Joe, have you got any favorites when it comes to the Winter Olympics?
Oh, it's got to be the curling. I just love that. And I want to see. I try to figure out what is the point of the guy with the broom running around trying to get in front of the thing that's going down the area toward the area. I don't know. What is this, like horseshoes on ice or something?
Yeah, think about that job. That's basically like it's somebody's slave. Oh, boy. Clean the ice in front of my puck.
It's not. I think it's about when you brush the ice, for some reason, I think it actually changes.
Ever.
Something
this
so that
guy
you
is
can
that
steer
guy.
It.
He is the thrower's right. slave, and I think that there should be somebody that should
get out there and start cleaning that up.
That guy, what is he getting paid? He should get paid as much as the thrower
He's
guy.
A professional. He's a professional. That's exactly right.
Hazard pay, Richard. All right, so what do you like best? You like a lot of sports. You're pretty into a lot of these sports. Which one do you like the best?
I mean, I like the crazy stuff, the ski jumping, and I like the the freestyle ski jumping. That's those guys are nuts, man.
Yeah.
Hockey's always fun to watch in the Olympics. It's got this different level of excitement to it. And, of course, you know, you'll love to see the crashes and the speed skating.
All right, there's been
nothing
the
better than seeing a pile
make
of people bash up against the wall.
Like a pile up.
Right,
So the news media is trying to make a big thing out of the gay. Is he a skater? What's the gay guy do, Victor?
Yes, he's a skater.
Skater.
Figure skater?
He's
like
not
gay
guy, Pence.
Is that like a shock to anybody?
You're not meeting with Pence? I don't see what the big deal is one way or another, frankly. There's those stories that come out of there. By the way,
what
the average
skater is he though? Makes
he's
a big
figure skater. Skater.
He's a good skater. That's why he's there.
Not like a hockey.
He's
player.
A figure skater. What do you think? He's a hockey player. How many gay hockey players are there?
Well, that's what I was just asking.
And there are gay hockey players.
Of course, there
are. There
feet.
Are there?
Right.
Okay.
Sure, there are. There are also 40 condoms for
somebody
each
jokes.
Person who's participating in the Olympics. The count has. The count of how many the Olympic Committee bought condoms and put
for
them
everybody.
In the bags that were distributed to all the participants, and each one of them has, I think, 40 condoms.
40. Yeah, so we got a new Olympic event.
All right.
We're just not televising
and
this one.
Surprise and shock, the North Koreans are not going to meet with the South Koreans or the Americans during the event. Oh, my God. That's the biggest news. No. 21 after the hour.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Talk Radio personality Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, who is the author of many great moments on the air on great radio stations around the country. Now, every day has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, and you can put your own mind at ease because it isn't really evil. It's really very evil. So check out his podcast, iTunes, wherever you hear podcasts. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, long associated with lots of the stuff on the air that I've done. We're at number 7 as we aim to get to number 1. See, I told you I wasn't going to get all the way through. I started and we immediately began taking apart the first story. So that's okay. We'll do that. The military parade that has been requested or suggested by the Trumpsters. This has done something apparently to bump his ratings up. His approval ratings are higher now than they have been. And I wonder if it's things like this. You're a Trump supporter, Joe. What do you think?
You know, I haven't spent a lot of time on this. I think I saw Carl Bernstein, though, on CNN talking about this and making a Russia reference. He was really great. He was like, what are we, like Russia now with a military parade?
China?
You know, it was... Yeah, right. We're evil and bad because they're going to... I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but apparently it's controversial. And I think you're right. That would make Trump look really great and would help pump up President Trump.
Victoria, you want to give us your two cents worth before I get Richie's, and then I'm going to throw into grenade into the conversation.
I have two things. One, I think it's ridiculous. And two, I was watching, I forget what network it was, but one of the four-star generals was commenting on it, saying that one of the things that military service people hate the most is parades. That if you actually talk to service members, they hate doing it. It's a lot of rehearsals, and it actually takes away from them doing their job, and they don't really like doing it. So he was coming from the perspective of he didn't care either way politically what it looked like. He just said if you actually talk to service members, they don't want to do it anyway.
Well, there you go. Richie, what do you think? See, Washington, you're in Washington. Can you see the streets around the White House and out by the memorials filled with all of this, these tanks? And
One of my other jobs here at the Radio America Network is our sister organization, the American Vention Center. And one of the events that the American Vention Center produces each year is a parade on Constitution Avenue on Memorial Day. It is the Memorial Day Veterans Parade.
And, which is different. Yeah.
And veterans love to be a part of it.
Right.
I would support any parade that that supports the veterans, but
that's
I kind of like
this is hardware.
Yeah, this isn't veterans. Yeah,
a government
sponsored one. Well, Lockheed and Boeing and all those are the sponsors of our parade, so and that's fine. But a government sponsored one does feel a little
heavy-handed,
a little North Korea to me.
It's very communist to me. Whenever I think of that image.
So while
it's
I
just,
love
it's
the
pure
idea,
pure communism in lockstep. Like,
right.
I
love the idea of a parade for the military. I love the idea of supporting our troops, but I think it should be the people of the country.
Hey, listen, here's an idea.
I think
how about we
cool.
support the troops by actually supporting the troops, especially the ones who have been in the service and
yep.
have gotten out? How about we support
about
them
some mental health
for a novel idea?
Yep.
Instead of all this bunkum, using these people as backdrops for your political aspirations,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that somebody took a shot at me this week because I said I thought that the whole business of the budget being passed and,
yeah,
and Trump at the State of the Union saying we got to have more money for the military, bourgeois. We don't need more money. But the interesting thing about the budget this week, it puts back into play the actual money that had been passed so that it can be spent. It's been held up for a while because the public outcry over waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the military.
Week there was $1 billion that they couldn't account for?
Yeah.
$800
right.
million? Dollars.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what's wrong with it.
There.
When
they
Trump says we got to spend more money, no, sorry. Right. We got to make sure that what we're spending, we need to have the strongest military. We need to have the troops taken care of. We need all that stuff. But we don't need to do it to the tune of wasting $200 billion a year. Sorry. No sale.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to reputationdefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at reputationdefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff. So your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, now 34 after the hour on the experience of a lifetime here. Every week we have the experience of a lifetime putting together information on the charts. This week of February 5th to the 9th, that's the focus of our talk radio review with Victoria Keevan and Doug Steffen from the DJV show, Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast that everybody wants to hear at least once, and then Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The thing that you don't know about Rich and Joe that they have in common is that they are guitarists, and they both bring guitars into the studio with them. During the commercial breaks, they play their guitars. It's like dueling banjos.
Jam time.
Right, it's jam time. So, do we have any? Where's your guitar, Joe? Are you ready?
Right here. I'm good. What do you got, Rich? You got dueling?
Mine's over in my office.
If you want.
Oh, right, I put dueling. It back.
It's going to do dueling. There you go.
I can't right. with you.
We're supposed to be talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio, and that's what we're doing. I decided I'd take a different turn here because I've tried to make amends for not ever getting through to all the stories. But
that's exactly what you want to do on a countdown. Let's go to number 14.
Yeah. All right, so let's try our luck on the people side of things, because we don't always get to the list of people during this hour. The list includes Tom Brady at number 10 and Bill Belichick. What about the guy that's your boyfriend there, Victoria, who got 137
mil?
What's his name?
Jimmy Garoppolo. He was Tom Brady's backup for the last, I don't know, four
years
or
so. Why did they trade him off? Was there a political thing? Did Brady not like him?
Because he filled in for Brady for four or five games. He did very well, and he went from being a no-name on the bench that nobody knew about to all of a sudden, hey, this guy's good.
Tom Brady did.
Let's trade him away to a team and get something out of him. So
yeah.
Became,
I forget. Who did they get in return, Rich?
He became
Jimmy.
I don't know. I don't know.
Number is second-round draft
probably pick. Draft picks, yeah.
Yeah. So now this guy goes to San Francisco, plays five games, wins them all, and he's ready to sign up, and they give him $137 million. What is it, 5 years?
Yep.
Five-year deal, $130 million. That's
they
the most money.
Right, Kirk Cousins is about to blow that away, though. Kirk Cousins is going to, for a good quarterback, not an exceptional quarterback, Kirk Cousins is about to get the quarterback payday of the decade.
How do people, this, it's not about justifications, but good agents and people paying what they feel they have to, but then there is the social connection to this.
Let's watch this over the next 5 years, because we did see this year the NFL's ratings take a little bit of a hit, and popularity take a little bit of a hit.
Well, that's because of kneeling.
You're right,
things. And
I wonder if we'll see this rising trend for paychecks for athletes kind of level off and then maybe get back down to reality.
So, can I get back down to the personality thing? What was the relationship between Brady and Garoppolo like?
In pretty
reality,
good.
Yeah, it's fine.
What
do you mean?
From everything that, yeah.
Brady had no problem with it.
He's 40 years old, right? So how much longer is he going to play and be able to win?
Well, he's guaranteed to come back now.
I think Brady said he wants to play, I think, until he's 45.
He said two more anyway.
Oh.
Two more Super Bowls.
So
he's not going to walk out on a loss. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay. Belichick, what's he doing? Is he staying or going? Because the rumor was he was going, and then Kraft said, no, this is a great family, we're staying together. But he kind of booted, I don't know anything about football. I know what I read in the newspapers and hear people talking about.
I don't know what the skinny is on Belichick. I mean, the guy seems to me like he's addicted to it and that he would stay forever, but who knows?
To the game. Or to the Patriots.
I think as long as Brady's there, Belichick's there. I think when Brady checks out, Belichick says, you know what? I've got a formula here that works, and I don't feel like reinventing the formula. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do they pay coaches like that? What does Belichick make a year in comparison to players?
I'd probably a couple million. Let me see.
Really?
Okay. He might be in like the $7 million range, right?
Really?
He'd be. Well, he would certainly be on the upper end.
He's got $7.5 million.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. All right. Next on the list here.
Before you move on from
Excuse me,
name me every job that you've ever worked at where the best employee makes more than the boss. Because, I mean, you know, we work in the sales business. Your top salesperson's going to make more than the sales manager usually.
Yep,
in the car business, that was definitely the case.
Yeah.
So, and then you look at, you know, Tom Brady making 30-some million, and here's Belichick making seven.
Yeah.
And my boss.
Maybe they split it. What do you think?
I think there's a little kickback. I think there's a Rolex in his mailbox
every year. He doesn't need the money. Or his wife, this is a horrible thing to say, but I hear people saying this. Well, why does he need that much money? His wife makes all the money. Why don't you all get
whose
what you deserve, no matter
money?
Who you're married to?
Giselle Bundchen, you mean?
Yeah, whose wife makes more than $7 million?
Yeah.
She makes
she doesn't make that anymore. At one point, she was the world's biggest supermodel, but she doesn't make that kind of money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, you know, nobody's going to have a benefit for either one.
Right.
Well, she's catching a different kind of pass now. But yeah.
All right, let's move to Adam Schiff, who is the congressman from Los Angeles here where I am, a fellow that grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts. Moved up in the world, went to college, settled in Southern California, and now has become a very controversial figure because of these, if for no other reason, the most recent anyway, these memos. So who believes what on these memos? The Democrats and their memo, and the Republicans and their memo, and at the end of the day, who really gives a you-know-what?
Well, they're probably all right.
Yeah,
that's the
problem. Agree. There's a little bit of truth everywhere.
Yeah. Probably all right.
I think there's definitely some hokey pokey going on in the FBI, and we need to gut this and clean it out.
That's the swamp that needs to be drained.
I don't think the FBI is inherently. Well, you know what? Maybe it is. Think about back when my friend G. Gordon Liddy was working for the criminal back there. What was his name? The guy who ran the FBI in the 40s and 50s.
J. Edgar Hoover.
The FBI was definitely, let me tell you something. I need you to spy on my friend. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, right.
Pay me. I'll do
and
it.
And he had a willing co-conspirator in Nixon.
So maybe it is inherently a dirty organization. You like to think that it's not, but J. Edgar Hoover kind of set the skates on that thing and pushed it.
NSA is dirty. CIA is dirty. They're all dirty.
Yeah, NSA.
You know, the temptation. Is, you know, the problem with it is the temptation is just so intense.
No.
You've got
you know what the problem with it, Joe, is the problem is that they have no supervision. They're like kids in a sandbox. There's $36 billion in budget money that these outfits get, and nobody has to be responsible for it. They don't have any budget. They don't have to answer to anybody. So,
well, they're supposed Congress is supposed to have oversight, but I think you're right. They stonewalled the House Intel Committee for at least 6 months, if not more, and I think it was only after they were threatened with contempt that they actually give up some of the information. So,
it's a lot of corruption there, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Robert Mueller, if that's how you want to pronounce his name, Mueller is number six on the list. What do we think about what's going on with him other than so far? The taxpayer is paid in this witch hunt $140 million. So how do you like that, boys and girls? $140 mil spent
Are
by
you
this
kidding?
Guy.
I didn't think. I thought it was much, much less than that. I thought it was about $20 million.
I'd love to follow the money on what people make in these investigations that our tax dollars pay for. Yeah. I would love to just take dollar bills and just put a little, put my initials on it, RM, and just see where that dollar bill ends up, every single one of them. Because I'm pretty sure that at some point those dollar bills end up looping back to somebody.
Mm. Really, you think so, Rich?
Look at all these investigations, $140 million spent, and what have we got so far? We got two people who have been charged with something that has nothing to do with the original investigation's intent.
Nothing. And you have this great theory. I love you to repeat it every time somebody gets into trouble and they don't they can't
so
really
the original
get them.
Intent, they can never charge anybody for what they originally go after. So the original intent of this investigation is to prove that President Trump directly colluded with the Russians to hack the DNC servers and win the election. The only thing we have somebody charged for now is a K Street lobbyist who was basically playing dirty with his books. It has nothing to do with the Russian investigation. Zero. They just happened to trip across the fact that this guy was cooking the books. And so they get him on that. So now they want to make him talk because they got him on cooking the books, and they still have nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
Cops in suits.
What's the latest with Joe? I know Trump said he was going to be interviewed, and then his lawyers advised him against it. What's the latest on that?
Why would you talk? Why would anybody talk to them? Because now they can charge you with something that has nothing to do with the investigation that we're
and
paying
especially
for.
Trump, he'll stumble onto something.
Yeah,
he'll
he's,
say something
he's
inadvertently
too stupid.
That,
his ego would make him step right into a hole.
If he's guilty of something, then why wouldn't we want
not
to do that?
Say something stupid.
He would be
sitting there being interviewed going, he would tweet out being interviewed by these morons.
What'd you start to say, Joe?
Well, I was going to say, if Mueller thinks, or anybody thinks, you're going to remove a sitting president on an obstruction charge on a non-existent crime, I think you're crazy. Mueller better have something.
Here's the lowdown, though.
He's got to have something.
2018, the Dems hold all the cards. They are right now just taking, you know when you take a card and you kind of flick it and watch it fly across the room? Mm-hmm. Every single week that they focus on this Russia investigation and there's nothing there, they flick one of those cards across the room and hold less and less of the cards. I mean, come on now, guys. They're not being smart at all.
No. Well, neither party's
people don't
smart.
Care about that. They care about what's in their pocketbook, what's on the dinner table, and what's my job and my 401k looking like.
Well, and those things are all looking pretty good, actually, at the moment, like it or not.
There's a reason why you may not see a deal on DACA, too, because it might be more of a valuable tool for Democrats to run on that than to make a deal now. So watch for that over
the
next
couple
weeks.
They want to hold it in their back
pocket.
That's
exactly right. How many cards do they have? They don't have an awful lot.
Yeah.
They can hold the DACA card and they can run on
it. Republicans can point to Schumer and say, look what he did when it came to that. Yeah, the Democrats don't like him because of the deals that he's been making. So the Republicans say, "Well, one of your leader in the Senate, he went along with all this stuff. What are you talking about?" There's a vulnerability there, I think. 45 after the hour. A negative comment about you on the web can affect your personal or professional reputation, so on guard. And I mean on guard in the most favorable, positive way, because if you have embarrassing pictures that have been put online about you, or they are allegedly about you, sometimes legal documents would put you in a negative light. Let's face it, with social media being the way it is, look at all the time we spend talking about it. A lot of people's lives have been ruined. Careers have been ruined. Businesses have been ruined. And that doesn't seem to be fair, especially if it's not true. So, can you believe that in this age of electronic and social media that there is need for a company called Reputation Defender? Well, there is, and it's here. ReputationDefender.com can help a good name. If you want more information, go on ReputationDefender.com. Use the code DJV right now, or you can call them and talk to one of their counselors. Get an overview free of your profile. You'll tell them where your social media is. They'll look at it and say, oh, wow, we can fix that. 855-432-4886. One of the two ways to protect your personal and professional reputation by getting right away to ReputationDefender.com. That's ReputationDefender.com/DJV or call them at 855-432-4886. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, so to get to the bottom line here, because we only got a few seconds left, Donald Trump is on the top of the heap on the people's side. The number one story has to do with the markets this week. I think anybody who takes a penny out of any of the markets has got to have their brain examined. The markets are very strong, and so you're going to have up and downs. You're really not very smart. First of all, to believe the Dow over Standard & Poor's, and, you know, that's not really very smart either. I would put a cap on our conversation with those comments. Thanks, Victoria and Joe and Richie. My 10 pleasure. Before the hour now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, let's get to our tech overview. Victoria Keenan is here with me, Doug Steffen. Yes, at the end of the week, we are happy to present to you the top five items in the world of technology, things that have happened this past week that have influenced you in some way, shape, or form. So let's get started with number five, Victoria.
Disney is in the picture for number five. Disney's venturing into the streaming game. They have two new services. One will be for sports and one will be for entertainment. Now, Disney a couple months ago made headlines saying that they were going to take all of Disney movies, all the cartoons and all the Pixar and all, everything that Disney owns, all that property will no longer be seen on things like Netflix and Hulu and things like that. They are going to take all of their own stuff and put it onto their own streaming service. That's the entertainment one, which will debut sometime later this year. The other one for sports is ESPN, which is another Disney property, and they are going to charge $5 a month for ESPN Plus streaming. That's coming around in about April. And so the only criticism so far for the ESPN streaming channel is that it actually isn't going to be the cable content. So people aren't exactly sure what you're going to get from ESPN because ESPN is still going to be on cable TV and it's going to be different content. So is Disney trying to milk $5 out of people per month?
Yes.
Remains to be seen.
No, but yes.
It kind of looks like a yes.
It looks like it is to me.
Yeah.
Number four, big changes at eBay.
Yeah, if you've been an eBay shopper, you know for the last 15 years, you've always used PayPal to process all of your payments. And if you've sold things, then PayPal is how you collect your money. And eBay has now said, after this partnership that has lasted since the beginning of eBay, they are no longer going to be working with PayPal and using that as their payment service. And in 2020, they're going to be switching everything over to Adyen, which is an Amsterdam-based payment company that was founded in 2006, and AdYen actually works with Uber and Netflix and Spotify, and so they eBay feels that this AdYen is going to provide a lot more with credit card processing and getting money to businesses and things like that. It actually works with 200 payment methods. Bitcoin is not listed yet for eBay, but don't be surprised if cryptocurrency creeps its way into eBay as well.
Number three on our overview of the top five items from the world of technology this past week.
Sad week for music CDs. It looks like they really are going the way of the dinosaur. Best Buy has announced that they will no longer sell CDs at their stores starting July 1st. Target is also considering a change in how they and how they have their inventory of CDs. Target probably won't get rid of CDs completely because they do have a lot of exclusive deals with artists like Taylor Swift, and I think Keith Urban had an exclusive CD with them. But this is definitely bad news for anyone who likes CDs. I know some people still do like listening to them, but this is going to be, streaming has just replaced it. That's pretty much the bottom line.
Number two, your smart TV is the focus.
Yes, smart TVs that have built-in Netflix and YouTube and Hulu, any other web connection, really, there's a warning. And your smart TV is actually a lot more vulnerable to hackers than maybe you even knew. And it's also monitoring everything that you view way more than a lot of people understand. And the reason it does it is because it's a smart TV. And what it does, it wants to, when your TV, it watches what you view, and that way it can hook you up with advertisers that basically pay the smart TV companies to be able to target you. So if you watch certain shows, you'll see ads for those shows come up when anytime you're hooked up to your Wi-Fi system. So if you watch a show on your TV and then you plug your computer into your Wi-Fi, you're going to start seeing pop-up ads for those same shows. Now, the problem is Consumer Reports did a big investigation into this, into the five biggest U.S. TV brands, Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and Vizio, and they found that Samsung and TCL were very vulnerable, along with Roku TVs. They found that they could easily be hacked. Now, the way you can get around this, you can go into your settings and you can turn off the automatic content recognition, which monitors what you watch. It's way more than Nielsen measuring, and just if you want to compare. But the other thing is you can also get a dumb TV. And some people actually are considering switching back to dumb TVs with a set-top box.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, number one in the top five tech stories of the week, this is El Numero Uno.
Yep, some former tech employees are teaming up to, the group is called the Center for Humane Technology, and they are targeting an ad campaign at 55,000 United States public schools with a campaign called The Truth About Tech. Now, these are people who helped start things like Facebook and a lot of other Silicon Valley companies, and they're basically saying that social media is just dangerous for kids. So they're trying to raise awareness for the addiction that kids are, I guess, at alarming rates. And then, of course, there's depression and all kinds of other things that get added onto that.
And don't forget, Elon Musk's car is up in space. That's a big technology story. Bye-bye to the car. 59 after.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.